Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Rebecca.
And the older shall serve the younger.
My sons, you want my birthright?
Well, it was just a thought.
Are you really Esau? No!
And they wonder why society's going down the tubes. Windows down, 10 more to go. Oh, I guess they can wait until after lunch. Tuna fish sandwich, here I come.
Can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, watch the bucket. Oh, watch the...
Oh!
Bucket. Kids never watch the bucket.
I'm sorry, Mr. Walton.
No, that's all right. It's all right. It's just soapy water. Whoa. Spilled all over my new work shoes. You're Erica, aren't you?
Yes, sir. How'd you know?
Oh, you don't remember?
Remember what?
Last week at Wits End, you knocked over my bucket there, too. My squeegee whacked me right between the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Haley's fault, too.
Haley?
My little sister. She took the last piece of pie I was saving for myself.
At Wits End?
No, today.
Oh.
She switched lunches on me.
And that caused you to knock over my bucket?
Yeah. I'm so mad at her, I wasn't watching where I was going.
Uh-huh. Well, here's my piece of pie. Now you don't have to be mad at her anymore, and I can stop refilling buckets.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry anymore. I'm too mad.
Well, it's just a piece of pie.
No, it's just the tip of the iceberg. Haley's a royal pain. She's always sneaking around, pulling bad tricks, doing rotten things to me. Sometimes I really hate her. Guess I shouldn't say that.
You want to take it back?
No. You probably think I'm awful for saying it, though, huh?
Yeah, it's a rotten thing to say, and you shouldn't have said it, but you're no more awful than anybody else who's ever said it.
Anybody else?
Well, you think you're the only one who's ever said that about their sister? Well, chances are you'll change your mind one of these days, just like Esau did.
Esau?
Esau, you know, Esau and his brother Jacob.
Jacob Farnsworth has a brother named Esau?
No, not Jacob Farnsworth. Jacob in the Bible. You mean to tell me you've never heard the story of Jacob and Esau?
Will I get in trouble if I say no?
No.
No.
And they wonder why society's going down the tubes. All right, I see I'm going to have to educate you. Turn that bucket all the way over and have a seat.
Okay.
All right, now. Esau and Jacob were twins. You think you and Haley had problems. These boys had problems. They lived long before Moses. You do know who Moses was?
The Ten Commandments?
Well, that's something. Anyway, Esau and Jacob's problems were so big, they started before they were born.
Before they were born?
Yeah. You see, their parents' names were Isaac and Rebekah, and they couldn't have children for a long time, so when Rebekah found out she was pregnant, they were very excited. Well, at least they were at first.
Oh, Isaac. Isaac, wake up.
Rebekah, what is it?
The baby.
Wait a minute. Baby? You said they were twins.
This was long before modern medicine. She had no way of knowing that. Not yet.
What do you mean? How'd she find out?
Listen to the story. Kids want to know the ending before the beginning. Now, she was having problems with...
The baby.
Is it your time?
Oh, no. No, not for two more months. But the baby keeps kicking. Oh.
It must be a boy, a strong boy.
Then he's about to kick me to pieces. Oh, I don't think I can take much more.
What can I do?
Oh, have one of the servants make me some tea. Maybe it'll help.
Yes, yes, my love. And don't worry. This is just as it should be. Median, wake up. The mistress needs some tea.
Oh, Lord God. I can't bear it. If all is well, then why do I feel this way? Why? Oh.
Well, later on that night, the Lord himself told her why in a dream.
Rebekah. Rebekah.
Hmm? What? Who is it?
I am the Lord, the God of Abraham and Isaac.
My Lord!
Two nations struggle in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One will be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.
Wait a minute. And the older shall serve the younger?
That's right.
I don't think I'm gonna like this story.
Why?
Because I'm the oldest, that's why.
Then you should listen to what he did so you don't make the same mistakes.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Okay if I continue now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, soon it was Rebecca's time, and just like God said, she gave birth to twins.
Master Isaac, come in.
Rebecca, are you all right?
Yes, my love. Come and see your sons.
My sons!
Here is your firstborn.
Look at all the red hair. His butt is nearly covered with it.
He's very hairy.
That's what we'll name him.
They named him Harry?
No, they named him Esau. It means hairy.
Oh.
What of your other son, Isaac?
He's as bald as his brother is hairy.
Well, he may not have his brother's ruddy complexion, but he's beautiful. And he was born with his hand grabbing Esau's heel.
Really? Well, then his name shall be Jacob.
Does that mean heel?
Or grabber. It's not exactly clear.
Oh.
Esau was his father's favorite.
My strong son.
While Jacob captured Rebecca's heart.
My darling boy.
Isaac was about 60 years old when they were born, and...
60? I guess he wasn't real big on tossing the old football around in the backyard, huh?
Well, no, but as they grew, he did teach the boys to hunt. Esau took to it right away and soon became a skilled outdoorsman.
What about Jacob?
Well, he was the quiet sort who liked to stay at home.
They really were different.
Yeah, and those differences led to the first really bad incident between them. It started when Esau came back from hunting one day, cold, tired, and very hungry.
Home at last. Ooh, what is that smell? It's delicious.
Esau, you're back. How was the hunt?
Uneventful. Well, what are you cooking, Jacob?
Meat stew. I did a fine job on it, if I do say so myself. I couldn't eat another bite.
It smells wonderful.
Oh, that's right. You've been out all day. You must be very hungry.
Starved. Give me some stew.
I don't think so.
What?
You can't have any.
Why not?
Because it's my stew, and I don't want you to have any of it. If you want stew, make some of your own.
But I told you the hunting was bad today. I don't have anything to make stew with.
That is a problem, isn't it?
Jacob, please. If I don't get something to eat, I'll die of starvation. I'm begging you, please give me some stew.
What will you give me in return?
You would bargain with your starving brother?
If you want some stew.
Oh, all right. I will give you my new bow.
What would I need with a bow?
My knife, then.
I already have several knives.
I'll hunt for you for a whole week. A month.
Mm-mm.
A year.
No, I'm afraid that just isn't good enough.
But what do you want?
Oh, nothing, really. Just a trifle. You'll never even miss it.
What?
I want your birthright.
His what?
His birthright.
What's that?
Oh, well, Isaac was very rich, you see, and as the oldest, Esau was entitled to a double share of his father's wealth as an inheritance.
Wow, easy money.
Well, not exactly. He had to wait until Isaac died before he'd get it. And when that happened, he'd also become head of the family.
Still sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Well, Jacob thought so too, which is why he wanted it.
So did Esau give it to him?
My birthright? You want my birthright?
For the stew, yes.
You're crazy!
Well, it was just a thought. Looks like the dogs will eat well tonight.
Wait!
Yes?
It's more than a man can stand. I mean, what good is a birthright if I'm dead from hunger?
Then you agree?
Yes!
Swear it before God.
Oh, I vow before God that my birthright...
And all that goes with it...
And all that goes with it is now yours.
Thank you. And the stew is now yours. Easy now. That just cost you a great deal. It should be savored.
Oh, you think you're smart, don't you? Well, it doesn't matter. I'll have my own family soon, and there's wealth to be made in the world, and I still get the blessing of the firstborn. That's something you can't take away from me. Who cares about your birthright?
Who cares? He gave away wealth and power for a little bit of soup. What was he, nuts?
Well, it might seem that way, but the Bible puts it differently. It says Esau despised his birthright.
What does that mean?
Well, he didn't have much respect for his family. And he made it even more clear when he went out and married two women his parents didn't approve of.
Two women? I thought that was illegal.
Well, it is now, but it wasn't back then.
Wow.
But that was nothing compared to what happened next. One of the worst acts of treachery and cheating in the Bible. And this time it involved the whole family.
All right. Now we're getting to the really juicy stuff.
Yeah.
What happened?
You remember I told you that Isaac was 60 years old when his sons were born? Well, Esau got married at the age of 40.
That'd make Isaac 100.
Right, and he was nearly blind. He knew he was going to die soon, so one day he called for Esau.
Father, it's Esau. You sent for me?
Yes. Yes, my son. Sit next to me for a moment. And give me your hand.
I'm here.
I am an old man, my son, and expect to die most any day now.
Father, you have many years left in you.
No. And even if it were so, I would not want them. I have lived a full life, and now I want to die.
Father!
Hear an old man's last request. Go out to the fields and hunt me some venison. Prepare it the way I like, savory and good. Bring it here for me to eat, and I will give you the blessings of the firstborn. Then I shall die.
It shall be done, Father.
But what neither Isaac nor Esau knew was that someone else was listening to their conversation.
Midian!
Yes, mistress?
Find Jacob and tell him to come to me at once. Hurry!
Yes, mistress.
The older shall serve the younger. It shall be so.
So Rebecca listened in on Isaac and Esau?
Yeah.
She sounds as sneaky as Jacob and Haley.
I told you this was one of the worst acts of treachery and cheating in the Bible.
Yeah. So what happened?
Well, Rebecca explained the situation to Jacob, along with her plan of action.
So Esau will get the blessing of the firstborn, Jacob, unless we act quickly.
Mother, I'm not sure we should.
You must do exactly as I tell you. Go out to the flocks and bring me two young goats. I'll prepare your father's favorite dish from them. Then take it to him, and after he has enjoyed it, he will bless you before his death instead of Esau.
That will never work.
It will. Isaac is almost blind.
There's nothing wrong with his hearing. I don't sound anything like Esau.
Esau's voice is easily imitated.
But his skin isn't. Esau is hairy and rough. I'm smooth. What if Father feels my arms and neck? He'll think I'm making a fool of him and curse me instead of blessing me.
His curses will be on me.
Mother.
Jacob, you are my son. You will have the blessing. Now go, get the goats. Here, put these on.
These are Esau's best clothes.
Of course they are. You can't go in wearing yours. And once you're dressed, tie these onto your arms and neck.
What are they?
The hare skin of the goats. Now your skin will be just as hairy and rough as your brother's.
Wow. I thought Jacob was pretty sneaky about the birthright. But he's an amateur compared to his mother.
Yeah. After she got Jacob all dressed up, she gave him the meat, which smelled great, and some fresh baked bread. Then shoved him into the tent where his father was lying.
Father?
Esau, is that you?
Yes, Father. It is Esau.
You have the venison?
Yes. I have done as you told me. Smell. It's the food you wanted prepared just the way you like it.
Yes. It does smell delicious.
Sit up and eat. Then you can bless me with all your heart.
Oh. How were you able to find the venison so quickly, my son?
Because Jehovah, your God, put it in my path.
Come over here next to me.
Next to you?
Yes. I want to feel you to make sure you're really Esau.
I'm here, Father.
Yes, well, the hands are Esau's, but the voice is Jacob's. Are you really Esau?
Yes. Yes, Father. Of course.
Then bring me the venison, and I will eat it and bless you with all of my heart.
Here you are, Father.
Now, come and kiss me, my son.
Yes, Father.
Ah, yes. Now I know, for sure, the smell of my son is the good smell of the earth and fields that Jehovah has blessed. Kneel.
Yes, Father.
May God always give you plenty of rain for your crops and good harvest of grain and new wine. May many nations be your slaves. May you be the master of your brothers, and may all your relatives bow low before you. Cursed are all who curse you, and blessed are all who bless you.
Wow, so Jacob actually got the blessing.
He sure did, and not a moment too soon, because as soon as Isaac had finished and Jacob left the tent, who should come in but...
Father?
Eh?
I'm back with the venison. Eat, so you may give me your finest blessing.
Who are you?
Who? It's Esau, your firstborn.
What? It can't be. It can't.
What's the matter, Father? I am Esau.
Well, then who was that just in here with venison that I ate? And who did I just bless?
What? Jacob? No! No!
My son.
Can't you take it back, Father?
No, a blessing cannot be withdrawn.
But it's mine, as the firstborn!
Your brother has tricked me and carried away your blessing.
Lying cheat! He took my birthright, and now he has stolen my blessing! Oh, my Father, haven't you saved even one blessing for me?
I made him your master and made you and all our relatives his servants. I guaranteed him abundance of grain and wine, and what is there left to give?
Not one blessing left for me. Oh, my Father, bless me too, please. Please bless me.
Kneel. Oh, my son, yours will be no life of ease and luxury, but you shall live by using your sword. For a time, you will serve your brother, but you will finally shake loose from him and be free.
Oh, my Father!
I'm sorry, my son. That is all I have. Go now and close the tent flap. I am very tired.
Yes, Father. My brother has stolen everything, but he has not yet triumphed. My father will soon be dead, and I will be sad for him. Once my sadness has passed, then I will kill Jacob.
Kill him? Esau actually wanted to kill Jacob?
Well, he really hated him, just like you and Haley.
Well, yeah, but I don't really hate her, and I never wanted to kill her. Did Esau do it?
Well, he didn't get the chance, at least not right away. You see, Rebecca found out about his plans and told Jacob.
I knew we shouldn't have done it. Now Esau will kill me.
No, Esau will not touch you as long as your father is alive. So you must leave here.
And go where?
to my brother Laban in Haran. Stay with him until Esau calms down. Then I will send a servant for you.
Haran? Do you know how far that is?
Please, Jacob. If Esau kills you, he must go into exile. I don't want to lose both of you in the same day. Please.
What about Father?
Leave him to me.
So, Rebecca came through again. Pretty sneaky.
Maybe, but you need to understand that none of this happened by chance.
It didn't?
No. There was a greater power working here, the Lord God. As Jacob soon found out in a big way.
What happened?
Well, the journey to his uncle Laban's was long and grueling. One night, he stopped a camp near a village called Luz. He lay down to sleep using a stone for a pillow. And that night, something truly miraculous happened that changed his life for good.
Jacob. Jacob.
What?
What do you see?
A staircase leading up to heaven, with the angels of God climbing up and down it. What is this wondrous thing?
I am the Lord your God, the God of Abraham and Isaac.
My Lord and my God.
The ground you are lying on will belong to you and your descendants. You will become a great nation, and your descendants will be as the dust of the earth and the sands on the shore of the sea. And I will protect you and be with you always.
Lord. Lord. Lord! Oh, a dream. But more than a dream, God must live here. This must be the entrance to heaven.
Early the next morning, he sat his stone pillow upright as a memorial pillar, poured oil over it, and proclaimed it,
Bethel, house of God. Hear me, O Lord. If you will help and protect me on this journey, give me food and clothes, and bring me back safely to my father, then will I choose you as my God. This stone pillar shall become a place for worship, and of everything you give me, I will give you back a tenth.
Tenth? Ten? Oh, good grief, look at the time. Here I am sitting around jaw, and I got 10 more windows to wash.
But wait a minute.
Nah, looks like lunch is over anyway. I'd better fill this bucket.
But what about the rest of the story? What happens to Jacob and Haran? And what about Esau?
Well, it'll have to wait for some other time.
When?
I don't know. Later.
Today?
Erica!
Please, Mr. Walton, I have to hear the rest of the story. My whole future with my sister is at stake.
Hey, all right. Meet me by the flagpole after school and I'll tell you the rest.
Thanks, Mr. Walton.
There, Wubba. You better get to class.
Okay. Oh, one thing more.
What's that?
Can I have that piece of pie now?
Yeah, I don't know. Sell me your birthright for it?
No way.
Good girl. Take it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Watch the bucket. Watch the bucket.
No!
Bucket.
Sorry.
Kids never watch the bucket.
In Psalm 94, verse 3, David wrote, How long will the wicked be happy, O Lord? And if we read on to the end of the psalm, David gives us the answer. Verse 23 says, God will pay them back for their sins. Erica will find out just how that happens when Bernard tells her the rest of the story. And you can also find out if you keep listening.